Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Getting you set for Sunday's battle between Kansas City and San Francisco. Presented by Blake Street Tavern. Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Dan Jacobs.
All right, we'll go right out to the hotline, visit with Adam Hill from both the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ESPN Radio in Las Vegas. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course, anytime. Definitely one of my favorite cities in the world, so easy to come on with you guys.
You're not supposed to say that. You're a rival now. You got to get mean.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I cover the Raiders. I could not care less about the rivalries.
Oh, okay. Nice. Very nice. all right, so speaking of the Raiders, you had a story after the McGregor fight. You talked to Dana White from the UFC. Of course, Tom Brady was there, hobnobbing with Al Davis's son, Mark Davis. And your story at that time was there's a very real possibility that Tom Brady could go there. And then now today, some guy named Adam Jones has a podcast saying Brady's buying property out there. There's this cryptic tweet on Tom Brady's Twitter account. Tell us what's going on out there.
Oh, it's a good time, man. This is fun. So, yeah, you referenced the Tom Brady, the tweet, the Dana White tweet from last week. I'll clear this up right now because I've been taking so much heat from people. Nobody is claiming Dana White is some NFL source. He's the head of the UFC. He's a guy that is, always saying crazy things. But here's a small detail people are leaving out. He's a very, very close friend of Tom Brady. Tom Brady was his guest on that night. He had just talked to Tom Brady. And he gave this weird answer at a press conference afterwards where he goes, hey, I thought you guys were going to ask me about Tom Brady. He's coming to the Raiders. And I was like, okay, that's weird. So I ran up, I grabbed him, I talked to him outside. And what he told me was, hey, Tom Brady thinks he is going to leave. He doesn't know for sure, but he thinks that he's going to be leaning in that direction. And it makes sense for him to move to the West Coast. Now, I'll throw this out to you guys because it's something I haven't really talked about anywhere else. He said that Tom Brady's options were the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Broncos.
Ooh.
But he said, and this is according to Dana White, again, this is not an NFL insider. This is just a friend who's speculating. He said the Broncos have some guy they really like, so it's probably not going to happen with Tom. So I'm assuming he's referring to Drew Lock, of course, and that is not going to happen. Now, I'm sure the Broncos fans will probably be like, yeah, we'll take Brady for a couple of years and let Drew Lock develop. But that is what he told me. So I just passed it along and said, hey, Dana White thinks this has legs. Dana White is a close friend of Tom Brady. That was not any kind of report because I was getting death threats from all over New England. How could you say he's coming to the Raiders? I didn't say he's coming to the Raiders. I just said Dana White thinks it's a possibility. Tom Brady would like to live on the West Coast. I think Giselle would probably like to live on the West Coast. All of those things make some sense. Now, as far as him buying a house, we look through the records. There's no record of Tom Brady buying a house in Las Vegas. Now, this is also not dispelling anybody else's reporting. Tom Brady could have bought it under a corporation name. There's also been some reports that he has some investment groups, and maybe he bought it as part of an investment group. He has houses other places. I believe I was reading Idaho. He's got a place in several different places around the country. I heard he has a place in Costa Rica as well. Like, I don't think he's going to play in Costa Rica. He's just buying houses because he's investing in things.
Right.
So I think all of these reports are crazy, and it's only going to get crazier. And then, of course, Tom Brady doesn't help at all today by throwing up whatever he threw up on Twitter. I don't know if he's going into Gillette, out of Gillette. I can't really tell. It's very cryptic. I'm here for all of it, but there's no reports right now.
Hey, it's good you and Dana are talking again. Weren't you persona non grata for a little while with Mr. White?
For a little bit. We're good. We're good now.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Everything is copacetic. We're fine.
So the stadium, we got, I don't know, what was it, about a month or two ago, we got some pictures of the stadium. I think it looks really sick. It looks really cool. But some people are saying it looks like a Roomba. What's going on with the stadium right now? Is it as good as it looks?
I think it does look a little bit like a Roomba. I think that's fair. The Death Star has often been talked about. I thought it was really interesting. Like, those are the things you don't think about as a reporter. I drive by that stadium every day, probably four times a day. And I've never thought to just, hey, here's progress on the stadium. Maybe everybody else in the country would like to see it because I see it so often. It's kind of, it's just kind of old news to me. But then, yeah, those pictures, just people put them out there and they kind of blew up, which was very intriguing to me. But, yeah, it looks very cool. I've taken a couple tours of the stadium. It's going to be listen, it's going to be an unbelievable facility. Traveling around the league, you kind of see some of the newer stadiums, and there's just some really, really nice places. I mean, the one in Minnesota is about as nice as you're ever going to get. A lot of the same people that built that one are building the one here in Vegas. So it's going to be very, very cool. So I'm excited to see the finished product. But I think, you know, the outside of it being as dark as it is, I think fits kind of the Raider brand a little bit.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a real cool place. And inside, it's going to be spectacular, because all new stadiums pretty much are spectacular places.
So what is the Raiders quarterback situation, assuming they don't get Tom Brady? They're going to go with Derek Carr? Are they going to draft something? I mean, it seems like it's up in the air.
I don't think it's the end of the world for the Raiders organization if Derek Carr is their starting quarterback next year. To me, he was fine. And I know nobody gets excited about fine, but in the NFL, you know, fine is probably better than most teams have. So, you know, last year, I think there was a lot of questions about Carr. If you look at the numbers, they were pretty good. I think, you know, like Pro Football Focus, places like that score every single play, will tell you he was like right in the middle of the pack. And I think that's a pretty fair evaluation. There certainly was some concerns about the fact that he wouldn't push the ball deep. I think at times he's thinking too much about not making mistakes, and that's not really something you want out of your quarterback. So I think there's issues. They think that they can kind of take the next step. It was one of the first times he's ever had back-to-back seasons in the same system, and I think that showed that he made some progress. There's a lot of good about Derek Carr, but he's certainly not exciting, and I don't think he's a guy that's going to win you a Super Bowl. So, you know, would they be in a nightmarish situation if he is the guy next year? No. But I think you're always looking to improve. And I think one of the things that we put out last week was a sit-down with Mike Mayock down at the Senior Bowl, and he would not commit to Derek Carr as the quarterback, which I think raised a lot of eyebrows. But what he said when he was asked specifically about Derek Carr is, we evaluate every position every single year. So I know that they're looking. They're trying to see where they can get better. Will they draft a quarterback? I don't know. I think if the Brady thing doesn't work out, maybe you look to draft somebody. But I don't know that you use one of those first two picks, because you have so many other spots that you need to find help at, and there are so many spots that you can get help in this draft. So I think if it's not Brady or one of the other guys, one of the other free agents, because there's going to be several free agent quarterbacks hitting the market, if you can't make a splash and you can't get a guy that you want to bring in, I don't know that you use that first round draft capital. I think you come back with Carr, see what he can do with a better, you know, support system around him, and give him one more year to kind of thrive, because he is under contract. It's not a remarkably, you know, eliminating contract. Like, you can still make some other moves. You don't have one of those like Jared Goff type contracts with Carr. He's making a lot of money, but you know, you've got him there. You can develop somebody behind him, maybe second, third, fourth round pick in the draft from the quarterback, and then, you know, kind of go forward with that. But I think they will be looking at free agency to see what they can do. And they do have draft capital. I mean, they got a bunch of picks. They got two picks in the first round. If they really like one of those guys, they could move up. I just don't see it, because I think they want one of those receivers, one of those elite receivers that they can probably get at 12. That's a glaring need. They thought they had fixed it with Antonio Brown, and that was a nightmare, obviously. So I think they go receiver, and I think they really need a linebacker. They're, like, desperate for a linebacker. So they've got some cap space. If they can't address receiver and linebacker in free agency, I think they do that through the draft and those first two picks, maybe get a quarterback to develop later on. But I think they're absolutely going to be looking to see what they can do in free agency to improve the quarterback position.
All right, last one for you, Adam. Here in Denver, we have Drew Lock now. Nobody's really hopeful they're going to overtake the Chiefs anytime for the division, but there's a hope that maybe the Broncos can grab one of those wild card spots next season. Raiders actually seem to be a little bit ahead of schedule last year. They were a little bit better than I think a lot of people thought they were going to be. What's the expectation for next year? Is it like, all right, now it's time to pop and be in the playoffs, or where do you see them shaking out?
Well, it is, but I mean, I just feel, watching the team as I did all year, I thought they very much overachieved. And you know, you can go two ways with that. Either you can build off that and see success and build off success and get better, or you can kind of fall back to earth. And I think that there's a good chance, especially with the schedule that they have next year, that they fall back to earth a little bit. You look at it, I mean, the numbers are already out. 11 games next year, they're underdogs. 11 of their 16 games, they're underdogs. The betting's already available there. Only 4 games are they favored in, and one, it's a pick 'em. So a lot of tough games. You're going to be adjusting to, you know, a new facility, new stadium, all of those things. Maybe that gives you some energy and you can take a step forward, but I just think that this team has a long way to go. Unless, as we said, you know, they've got 2 first-round picks, they've got a ton of free agency, salary cap room to improve the team. Maybe they do take a big step forward, but I think I'd be looking at this team to kind of take a little step back next year. I think they overachieved, and that's not really sustainable for the most part. So I don't expect this team to be a playoff team next year, but believe me, I've been wrong many, many times before.
Adam Hill from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, we appreciate your time, man.
Of course, anytime.
All right, thanks. All right, well, there you go. We got some nice things there, a nice little nugget that actually, are the Broncos seriously on Tom Brady's list? Maybe. We'll replay that little chunk on the other side, get into that a little bit deeper, and then also I want to get into this new article on 1043thefan.com, Broncos 2020 perspective, retrospective. We'll get into that. Dan Jacobs filling in for Cecil Lammy here on The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.